It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. According to the generally accepted version of the story, on this date in 1785, at age 79, Benjamin Franklin announced the completion of the latest project to spring from his inventive mind, and eyeglasses with bifocal lenses were offered to the world as a correction for myopia, hyperopia, and/or astigmatism. Franklin generally gets the credit, although some historians have produced evidence to suggest that others may have come before him in the invention. However, a correspondence between George Whately and John Finnow, editor of the Gazette of the United States, suggested that Franklin had indeed invented bifocals, and perhaps as much as 50 years earlier than had been originally thought. Despite this, the College of Optometrists concluded, "Unless further evidence emerges, all we can say for certain is that Franklin was one of the first people to wear split bifocals, and this act of wearing them caused his name to be associated with this type of lens from a very early date. This no doubt contributed greatly to their popularization. The evidence implies, however, that when he sought to order lenses of this type, the London opticians were already familiar with them. Other members of Franklin's circle of British friends may have worn them even earlier, from the 1760s perhaps, but it is at best uncertain that split bifocal lenses had a famous gentleman inventor. Since many inventions are developed independently by more than one person, it is just possible that the invention of bifocals may have been such a case. It should also be noted that John Isaac Hawkins, the inventor of trifocal lenses, coined the term bifocals in 1824 and credited Benjamin Franklin. Bifocals with the visible line have fallen out of fashion these days, and progressive lenses are all the rage thanks to Irving Rips of Younger Optics, who created the first seamless or invisible bifocal in 1955, a precursor to all progressive lenses that followed. This continued on the work of Howard Beach in 1946 in blended lenses, O'Connor's Ultex lens from 1910, and Isaac Schnaitman's single-piece bifocal of 1837. I've worn them for over 35 years now with no problems, but bifocals can cause headaches and even dizziness for some wearers. Getting used to the small field of view offered by the reading segment of the bifocal lens can take some time, as the user learns to move either the head or the reading material rather than the eyes. Computer monitors are generally placed directly in front of the users and can lead to muscle fatigue due to the unusual straight and constant movement of the head. This trouble is mitigated by the use of trifocal lenses or by the use of monofocal lenses for computer users. Just between us, I don't think Ben Franklin's reputation will suffer if it's ever proven beyond doubt that he didn't invent bifocals. With the lightning rod and improved stove, the rocking chair, his work in electricity, his discovery of the Gulf Stream, and having had a hand in writing both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution already to his credit, I'd say he's in pretty good shape already. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 3rd, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on.
Woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you jive, man.
Pays to advertise.
Tell them something.
Where did you get those eyes?